KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 30. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, February 13th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank Trust. Mike Day with State Farm Insurance. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny for parts of the region today. We'll have a high near 50. Two Chickasha High School administrators apparently resigning. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Chickasha High School Principal Michelle Ponticos and Assistant Principal Kim Nelson apparently resigning their positions. Their resignation to be considered by the Board of Education when that panel meets this evening. Ponticos and Nelson, two administrators among those testifying in the failed attempt to fire the school district's special education director last month. If approved, their resignations would be effective today. During a due process hearing for special education director Pam Huggins, both Ponticos and Nelson said they had taken statements from a number of teachers regarding alleged abuse of a high school special needs student. While many of those teachers said they initialed their statements, they said they never received a formal document for their review. The school board voted to reinstate Huggins earlier this month. The school board also to consider hiring a firm to perform a forensic audit of the district's financial records. Now, that is separate from an audit request by a group of petitioners who want the state auditor to also review the district's books. A petition with nearly 1,700 signatures submitted to the state auditor's office last week. Election board officials still need to verify that there are enough certified signatures on that petition before an audit can be held. School elections are underway across Oklahoma, and there is a race for the Chickasha Board of Education, where incumbent Julie Badgett-Sinn is facing challenger Zach McGill. Polls are just now opening, and they'll be open until 7 o'clock tonight. In Caddo County, Carnegie voters deciding a $4.2 million bond issue today. The bonds would pay for the replacement of the roofs on the middle school and high school, also to build two storm shelters, remodel the football stadium field house, and build a new softball field house, also to install new heat and air systems at the high school and at the memorial building. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC. I see.
Work crew still on the site of an oil rig north of Chickasha, where water and water vapor continues to spray out from a completed well. It's been more than 48 hours since a water valve malfunctioned on the well at North 4th Street near Redding Road on Sunday morning. One family was evacuated. Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson said there are a few other families that, as of yesterday, were being allowed to stay in their homes.
It got cordoned off about anywhere from a quarter to a half a mile. Depending on which way the wind is and the vapor plume and everything is going. So we did about a half a mile all the way back from the well site all the way back to the rail depot. And, of course, then back north, we just limited traffic. We were still letting the residents that were north of the site come in since the winds were out of the north.
Thompson said about 20 workers were on site trying to stop that water and vapor from spewing. We did try to contact a representative from Continental Resources for comment, but they have not yet provided an update. Despite receiving a majority of votes, the State House of Representatives failed to approve that proposed Step Up Oklahoma plan that was introduced by a statewide coalition of business and civic leaders. The vote, 63-35, it fell 13 votes shy of the number that was needed to pass. Lawmakers from this region voting against the $581 million plan included Democrat David Pearman of Chickasha. Republicans Leslie Osborne of Mustang and Scooter Park of Duval voted in favor of the plan. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $59.29 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was down a bit to $62.59. Natural gas down to $2.55 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,331 and silver $16.50. Obituaries today include 96-year-old Robert Hedgecock of Lawton. Funeral will be at 2 o'clock Thursday at McRae Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army Air Corps veteran serving during World War II. And a memorial service for 90-year-old Dr. William Harrison of Chickasha, 2:30 Friday at First Presbyterian Church. Longtime doctor with the Chickasha Clinic and Southern Plains Medical Center. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran. Arrangements are with McRae Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for mostly sunny skies for the region today. We'll have a high near 50 right now, fair and 30 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
In sports, the Friend boys and girls and the Middleburg girls basketball teams have all qualified for the ORES Division II state tournament that begins Thursday. It'll be held at North Rock Creek School, which is near Shawnee. The Middleburg girls will play at 11 o'clock Thursday morning against Pegs. The Friend girls, who are 17-1, will play Darlington. And Darlington is the only team to beat Friend this year. That was a one-point game on January 11th. The Friend boys are 13-5. They will play Whitebead in a 7 o'clock game Thursday night. That's the Organization of Rural Elementary Schools state basketball tournament. Last night, the Ampo boys and girls scored their regular season finale wins over Hinton last night. Boys won 60-53. Girls win 64-47. A few high school games tonight. Rush Springs at Wayne. Anadarko at Altus. Carnegie at home with Sayre. Bridge Creek at home tonight with Lone Grove. The late season swoon for the USAO men's basketball team continues. The 7th-ranked Drovers fall at Mid-America Christian 101-90 last night. The Drovers have now lost 4 of their last 5, and they've fallen from 1st to 5th place in the Sooner Athletic Conference. Despite that, they're still just a game and a half out of 1st place with 3 games left in the regular season. The Drovers likely to fall out of the top 10 when the new NAIA rankings are released this afternoon, but how far they'll drop out of the top 10 yet to be seen. The USAO women score a big win at Mid-America, 77-59 last night. Dede Eli, 25 points. Becca Worthy, a season-high 21 for her. With that win, USAO climbs back into first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. They have a half-game lead over number 6-ranked Wayland Baptist, which was upset on the road at unranked Panhandle State last night. USAO will host Wayland Baptist in a pivotal game on Saturday. The OU men's basketball team falls to number 23 in the national rankings. They have another tough road test as they play at number 7 Texas Tech tonight. Game time, 6 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN. In Stillwater, the OSU Cowgirls hosting Baylor in a 7 o'clock game. That'll be aired on Fox Sports Plus. The Oklahoma City Thunder home tonight hosting LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a 7 o'clock tip at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.